born in Crane, the place where he was born in Crane.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are in February. Hard to believe we're already in February 2017. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here in the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, 590 The Fan. Unbelievable that they call this a job. What a great time. Some of you all continue to send information in. We got a ton of stuff from you last week about our last week's show, and keep that input coming. Tell us what you like us to have on the show, and just wanted to acknowledge that and give a shout out and thank you all for sending that in.
Matty G, a little intro for our next guest. In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, break it back. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from everybody. Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked.
On the line with us, we have the editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Here we are in February. The February issue is out. It's on newsstands. It's in the mail. I've got mine right in front of me. Mr. Mark Strand. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Raymond. How is everybody today?
Everybody's doing pretty good, brother. Doing good. I see we have Ron Lindner on the cover of Midwest Outdoors, February 2017.
Yeah. You know, and Ron Lindner is a guy that I've known for a very long time. He is the lesser known of the two Lindner brothers. Most people know Al Lindner better than they know Ron Lindner. Ron is more of, and always has been, more of a behind-the-scenes guy. He is getting older, and yet you wouldn't believe that he is when you talk to him because he is so excited, so excitable. He's one of the best marketing minds we've ever had in the outdoor industry. His story is fascinating, and if you want to know more about the modern fishing revolution, what went down during all those magical years when all those breakthroughs were coming through,
it's
really a fun story to read.
Cool. And then I also noticed he says dream of career in fishing. There's a lot of fishermen and fishing gals out there who'd like to have a career in fishing. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Jim Kalkofen is a guy who's been around the fishing industry forever, and he spent many years at Mercury Marine, and he was in charge of relationships with professional fishermen, and he right on the forefront of all the tournaments and whatnot. So he is working with a guy named Tommy Scarless. So this is a story by Jim Kalkofen, who has been around the fishing industry forever. He spent many years at Mercury Marine, and he was the guy that was in charge of the relationships with all the professional fishermen. He knows this world really well. And he's writing about a book that was written in order to tell the plain truth about what life is like. And it's not as glamorous as you might think it is. On the professional fishing trails, being a full-time professional angler and what that really means for your lifestyle and how much work it is, which you can certainly relate to because you're on the hunting side of that exact thing. So it's a great insider's look. What is it like if you are a full-time professional angler, and would you want that? So for anybody who's thought about a career in fishing, it's a really interesting piece.
Yeah, an interesting part of that too is that the public sees us at these shows on weekends and holidays. When they get off from work and go on to a hunting show or sports show, we're always there, and they don't even realize that we work all the
time.
Long hours, no vacations. I mean, we work round the clock. Fishermen, professional hunters, we go to all these shows. We go to a Harrisburg show, for instance, back in the day. You know, that was 10 days on your feet in a booth, you know, 14 hours a day. And then you did all these other shows, seminars, and traveled with sales reps. And it's not just hunting, and it's not just fishing. There's a lot involved with that. So true.
Yeah.
So
true. Very little.
Well, it looks glamorous, doesn't it? When you see the pictures and see you on TV, they're like, oh, I want to do that. That's true.
And there's little sympathy for people who live that lifestyle, because I know my dad used to say that when I would tell him I was going on vacation. He'd always go, vacation from what? Vacation from what? You know, like as if it's all fun every day, right?
But also, on the same token, it is pretty cool. It's a great job. It's a great way to make a living.
Yes,
and it's a great
right.
life. Certainly is. In Midwest Outdoors, February, I have a Young Guns about hunting with the kids. I've got a lot of response back from that article already, Mark.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's something that we want to talk about over and over and over again. And you are uniquely qualified to talk about hunting with kids because of how long you've been doing it. And you have so many good stories to tell. There's pictures that show the look on the faces of these young people when they get out there and go hunting and when they get their first turkey and stuff. So if you want to read about what it's like on the front lines of taking youngsters out hunting, and if you want to get more involved in that in your community, that is such a great piece. You know, I thank you for sharing that with our readers.
Oh, more than welcome. And I wanted to tell you, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but now that I've got you on the show with us, I wanted to tell you, little Sarah that's in that article I hunted with many years ago contacted me, and she thanked me for this, and she said it brought back a lot of memories and tears, and she wants me to meet her husband and her kids, and how much that meant to her for me to take her hunting that many years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, isn't that what kind of makes you feel a little bit old, too, doesn't it?
No, it makes me feel a lot old. And then I've got another young lady that is a professional fighter, an MMA or whatever they are, fighter,
was
in our youth camp many years ago, and her dad contacted me and said how much they enjoyed that article.
Wow. Yeah, so looking back and making contact with the people that you took out a long time ago is really fun. And by the way, we have something coming up. It isn't ready yet, but last year I went out turkey hunting again with a young woman who I mentored, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. And she still had the free box call that the National Wild Turkey Federation gave to her when we did the original mentor hunt with her. And she stayed with it. That was kind of the thing that got her going in turkey hunting. Her name is Alex Mamer, and she still hunts. She does all her own scouting. She lines up her own permission. She calls the turkeys in by herself, and it's a really big part of her life, so that's really cool.
Me and Jan was out for dinner just a while back, and we went to Cracker Barrel, and this was right after this came out here, what was on the newsstands and stuff, and this big guy, about 200 pounds, you know, looked like a linebacker, walks up to my table. He goes, takes his hat off and says, I don't really want to disturb you guys having dinner, but I just want to come by and thank you. What you did for me many years ago, you brought me up on stage when I was 10 years old and gave me a turkey call, and I still got it. But I appreciate
really?
You. I appreciate you helping me be able to pass my hunter education. I couldn't understand a test, and you gave me a verbal. Do you remember that? I said, yeah, I remember that. But I said, I didn't recognize you. You're a grown man. He goes, yeah, it's been some years back, but I'd like you to meet my wife and my kids. And I just wanted to come over here and thank you for what you did for me. How cool.
It's, oh, my gosh. That when you think about it, that is what you are in this for. That's what a lot of us are in this business to do, is now it gets to a point where, you know, you're not trying to prove anything to yourself or anyone else, and you just want to see the traditions of hunting and fishing continue on after we're done.
Yes, and Coulter Bean, he's pretty excited about that piece, too. I mailed him some magazines.
Well, that kid is so cute. He's great.
He's a great kid. He's a great kid. I'm going to try to set up something so I can hunt with him again. I really enjoyed that kid. Him and his dad were great people. Well, Mark, give us information how people can subscribe to Midwest Outdoors Magazine, website, any information that they could use.
Yeah, thank you. So you can go to MidwestOutdoors.com. That is our website. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. We also have a toll-free telephone number. If you want to subscribe to our magazine, it's 800-606-3474.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks for being on the show this morning. I know you're a little under the weather, so thanks for being a trooper and getting on here with us and telling us about the February issue.
Listen, it is so much fun. We're having fun every month. We appreciate having you in our magazine, Ray. And hello to everybody. February is a good time to be alive. Thanks for
having
us.
Yes, it is. All right, Mark. All right, boys and girls, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.